Good evening, everyone. We're very pleased once again to have the opportunity of coming out into the open air. I think most folk within the sound of my voice know that we're from the Free Presbyterian Church here in Kilskerry. And now that summer, at least to some degree, has finally appeared, we thought we'd come out this evening. Sun is shining, it's getting warmer, and we just want to share the gospel with our neighbours and tell of Jesus, the mighty to save. Now we have his authority for doing this, for he has commanded his people, every one of them, to go into all the world and preach the gospel, to bear witness to him. Not everybody is a preacher, but every Christian should be ready just to bear witness, if it's only by handing out a gospel tract. So tonight, in response to our Savior's command, we're just going to meet for a few minutes around his word and leave with you a verse from Scripture, which I hope you will take to heart. We're going to have a word of prayer. O God, our Heavenly Father, be pleased to bless this witness to the name, to the honor, to the glory, to the love, and to the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to lovingly press upon our friends, our neighbors, our acquaintances, the need of salvation found alone in Jesus Christ. Answer prayer for us this evening, then, we ask thee for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, we're not ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in saying that, we just quote the words of the Apostle Paul, who said in Romans chapter 1 and the verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Now, why should anyone be ashamed of a gospel that is the power of God unto salvation? Tonight I just want to leave with you, after we consider something from God's Word for a few minutes, I want to leave a verse of Scripture. It's found in the last book of the Bible. That's not too hard to find. The last book of the Bible, in the chapter 3. And it's the verse 20 of that chapter 3 of the book of the Revelation. Now, I would say that there are very few within the sound of my voice but will recognize at least something of the words that are found in this verse. Let me read it to you. Revelation chapter 3 and the verse 20. And these are the words of the Lord Jesus. He's the speaker. Understand that. He's the speaker. And the Lord Jesus says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Revelation chapter 3, the verse 20. I'll read the words again, because if you get nothing else from what I have to say in the next few minutes, but you get the text, then, my dear friend, you have really got the heart of the message I want to leave with you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Now, these words, I might just say quickly, were addressed to a church. To a church. The church of Laodicea. A church that was formed at the very beginning, or at least in the very early stages of the apostolic age. And yet, here we find the Lord Jesus addressing this church and saying, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear thy voice and open the door, I will come in. Christ on the outside of the church door. The wrong side, I might say, of the church door. And this would indicate to us that the church, though it had been formed within a lifetime of when these words were spoken by the Lord, some 30 years maybe had passed from the founding of the church until the Lord Jesus addressed these words to them, and yet in that short time, less than a generation, the church had begun to drift away from the Lord, and turn its back upon him until he's outside the door. And yet in mercy he's knocking at the door and seeking to get in again. Now having said that, I want to leave the context in which these words are stated and just use them tonight as a gospel lesson, an appeal in the gospel to you. Because this is how every individual in this world who is under the sound of the Word of God, though not saved, relates to Christ. Here tonight, I believe that even as we're preaching, there will come a knock on your door, the door of your heart, and Christ will say to you, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Christ then is calling at the door. It's a very common scene. There's none of us but know what it means within the house when the doorbell rings or the knocker on the door is sounded. And we know someone's outside seeking to gain entrance. Well, this is the scene that the Savior employs here in this verse. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door. It is to be noticed that there is a knocking before there is a speaking. Before he speaks to those on the inside, he knocks the door to get their attention. Gathered around here this evening are those who would profess faith in Christ. And there's not one here, I do believe, but can recall the time they were converted. And they know that before they heard a clear message in the gospel, God knocked upon the door of their life. I could relate in detail how I heard the knock. My life was shaken up, as it were. God got my attention. And then when he had my attention, he spoke to me. And that's how it is with, I would say, everyone who experiences the saving grace of God. God knocks upon their life, upon their heart. Something happens within their life. Circumstances arise that shake them, that cause them to think about eternal things. About God, about truth, about the gospel. And when God has their attention, then he speaks, and he brings to bear upon them his word. In my own case again, when God had my attention, he spoke to me from one verse of scripture that led on to my conversion. The verse of scripture is found in Genesis, chapter 6, it says, my spirit shall not always strive with man. When God shook me, got my attention and spoke, I was ready to listen to those words. And though at the beginning I didn't quite understand, Yet when God brought them home to my soul, I began to realize what it was God was saying. My spirit shall not always strive with you. I will not continue forever to impress upon you your need of salvation. And you need to listen and to heed and to obey while I am yet striving with you. And that's the essence of these words here in Revelation chapter 3 and the verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, if any man hear my voice. Oh, my friend, has God knocked on your life? Has there been events, circumstances, things happen that have caused you to think, will you hear the voice of Christ tonight speaking to you? What is it that Christ says to the one whose attention he has gained? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Christ is seeking entrance. Christ wants into your life. Christ wants you to receive him into your heart. That's the message he wants you to hear. He wants you to recognize, to realize, that he's not in your life. That he's outside the door of your life. But he's knocking to gain entrance. And he says, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. I will come in to his home, into his life, into his heart, and will sup with him, and he with me. It's interesting how the Lord puts that. The sequence of these words are very important. There is nothing in the Bible, you know, that has been carelessly added to it. We oftentimes are very careless in the terms that we employ when we're speaking one with another. We don't pay much attention to grammar. We often employ words that are not exactly what it is that we're trying to say, but not so God. Not so God. Hear what the Savior says, we want to pay particular attention to. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him. That's a very definite promise. And will sup with him. Just picture the scene. The Savior says, I'll come in and I'll sit down at your table. And whatever it is that's on your table, I'll partake of. I'll partake of. My dear friend, that's the blessing of salvation. When Christ comes into our life, he partakes of what we have in our lives. That is, he shares. He shares the burden. He shares the distress. Whatever, as it were, is on our table that we are required to eat and partake of, he will sup with us. I find that when he saved me. Well, I had many a distress and many a problem and many an unhappiness, but the Savior came in and he helped me in all those things. He bore those burdens for me. He aided me in my distress. He partook of that which I was partaking of. But more than that, it says, I will sup with him and he with me. You see, the Savior doesn't come in empty-handed. He will partake of our troubles and help us. But he brings with him that which is the gift of heaven. He brings that with him which we are able to partake of. The joy of sins forgiven. The peace of God that passeth all understanding. Reconciliation with God, the assurance of eternal life, all these things Christ brings in and sets them on the table before us so that we can partake of them. He sups with us, but also we will sup with him. He will share in our difficulties and aid us in those difficulties, and then enable us to partake of the blessings, the comforts, the joys of his salvation. Now, what is the response that Christ wants when we hear his knock and hear his voice? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, open the door. You are in control of the door of your house. No matter how much a person may wish to enter your home, and no matter how fervently they may speak to you and knock on your door, they cannot gain entrance until you open the door. And there is a responsibility laid upon all who hear the gospel, and the responsibility is to obey the gospel. Obey the gospel. If any man hear my voice, any man, not the churchgoer, not the religious man, not the upright man, not the man who has a wonderful reputation in society, it's any man. That's why when you read the gospel stories, you have such a variety of people who become Christians. What a variety. The thief on the cross, not exactly a man of high standing in society. After all, they were crucifying him that day for his crimes. And yet he got saved because he heard the voice of Christ and he opened the door. In fact, we have his words as he opened the door of his heart and life recorded for us in Scripture. He said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He was saying, Lord, I want to be part of your kingdom. I welcome you into my heart, tied here, nailed here to a cross and dying and not long to live. But I want to receive you as my Savior. And the Lord Jesus answered him. He said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. That was that man supping with Christ. That was that man partaking of the blessings that Christ brings into the heart and life of a sinner. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Oh, it's if any man, any woman, any boy, any girl, if you're listening tonight, this is a word for you. This is a word for you. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. Surely, the symbolism is easily understood. Open the door. By opening the door, you're indicating there's a welcome for the Savior. Open the door tonight, my friend. Don't turn away from the voice of Christ and the knocking of him upon your heart, but receive him. Receive him. And oh, what a change will come into your heart and into your life. Do remember these words. They're found in the last book of the Bible, chapter 3, the verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. May the Lord gain entrance to your heart and life tonight. You know there's a welcome for you in our services up on the hill here behind me, 11:30 on the Sabbath morning and 7 o'clock in the evening. We'd be glad to have your company. May God write his word on all of our hearts. We'll just close with a word of prayer, and I do thank you for listening. Lord, bless your word. May this be a night in which, unseen by our eyes, God knocks on the door and gains entrance to a life and saves a sinner for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. God bless you, and again, thank you for listening.